Greetings to our listeners. In today's story, we, Time of Hope Radio, invite you to follow along as we start with The Road of Hope by Archbishop Francis Xavier Witten Van Flint, translated by Peter Bukowil and recorded by readers Danielle,
Bunyan,
Mai Khan, Wen Mai,
Kyuhu, and Bilong.
Chapter 3, Perseverance. Anybody can begin, but only the saints can keep going right to the end.
39. To be fearless means that you must not wander about aimlessly. If you desire to reach the end of this road of hope, you have to be fearless. How many people were there standing beside our Lord at the foot of the cross?
40. Do not be afraid to talk to our Lord about everything you desire. Think of these words of our Lord. Hitherto, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive. John chapter 16, verse 24. To be fearless is to love just as a child loves its father.
41. Do not be discouraged by failures. If you are seeking to do the will of God and meet with failure, that failure may be in God's eyes success. For that is the way God wants it. Look at the example of Jesus on the cross.
42. Results and success are two different things. There may be no outward signs of results, but instead an increase in experience, an increase in humility, an increase in your faith in God. That is your success from a supernatural point of view.
43. There is only one failure, and that is no hope in God. Hope in God, and you will not be disappointed. Psalm chapter 22, verse 5.
44. Do not be an erratic saint. A storm will wipe away externals and reveal the inner reality of sinfulness behind the appearances.
45. The virtuous person radiates a sweet perfume quietly and unobtrusively.
46. Be loyal as you go along the road you are traveling. Peter did not betray our Lord, nor did he accuse our Lord. But on the other hand, he did not acknowledge or support our Lord by even a single word. I know nothing of the man. Matthew chapter 26, verse 72. He said this, seeking to remain safe and avoid being implicated. Peter lost hope in our Lord as the way and fled from him.
47. You are trembling with fear. You stumble and fall. You meet with difficulties, misunderstandings, criticisms, disgrace, even a sentence of death. Why do you forget the gospel? Our Lord Jesus Christ suffered everything, but if you continue to follow him, you will have your Easter too.
48. Every morning when you get up, you start life again, fresh and energetic and full of optimism. If the road runs badly, still continue to go along with our Lord, just like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and you will reach the goal.
49. Perseverance is a characteristic of the saints, because he who endures till last will be saved. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22.
50. Even if everybody else should fall by the wayside on the journey, you must still keep pressing forward. Large numbers of people are easily seduced. A leader who guides wisely is rare indeed. You have to have the strength of character not to follow the crowd blindly.
51. Although you might feel worn out or less enthusiastic, keep up your spirit. The dark cloud will pass by and not keep blocking out the sunlight. Just wait for the cloud to pass over.
52. Do not say, I have lost inspiration. Do you do your work as a result of personal inspiration only? The work of God is no way comparable to writing poetry. Work because of love and a knowledge of the fact that you will never lose the love of God.
53. The good thief achieved happiness because of his hope in the love of God. Judas was wretched because he despaired of this love of God. Matthew chapter 27 verse 5. Luke chapter 23 verse 42 and 43.
54. In his darkest hour of desolation, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Matthew chapter 27 verse 46. At that moment, there stood by the cross his mother Mary. She was silent, but her steadfast love was great enough to support her son until he said, it is finished. John chapter 19 verse 30.
55. The body of the son of the widow of Nam was being carried out for burial. Luke chapter 7 verse 12. And the body of the dead Lazarus was already stinking in the grave. John chapter 11 verse 39. But our Lord could still call both to rise from the dead. Have hope and humbly repent of your sins. Our Lord will raise you up also.
56. Every day you must decrease your self-centeredness and increase your love of the neighbor. Every day, lessen your reliance on self and instead increase your trust in God.
57. If you are not determined to persevere, you cannot say, I am meek, but rather, I am a coward.
58. You keep complaining. If only I were to be in this particular place, to work with that person, to hold in that particular office, surely I would be wonderfully successful. No, do the work which our Lord has entrusted to you. You are in the place where He has placed you. Go straight ahead. If you bustle about in all directions, you will not reach the end.
59. In your soul there are two persons, John and Judas. Whenever you are striving to persevere, you are imitating the loyal, faithful John. Whenever you cowardly give up the struggle, you are choosing Judas as your patron, and you are burning incense to worship that patron of traitors.
60. But you say, too difficult. This is true. Only something acquired by effort is really worthwhile.
Chapter 4, The Call, Vocation. Mobilize all your strength to follow God's call.
61. Come and follow me. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. The apostles gave up everything to follow our Lord. Like them, are you going to decide once immediately to follow him when he calls? Or how many times does he have to call you?
62. Making a decision will always involve some uncertainty. Hesitate, ponder over it, but in the end, you will have to make the decision.
63. Jesus states clearly the drastic measures that he requires. If any man would come after me, let him deny himself, and taking up his cross daily and follow me. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. And if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. The road to follow has been clearly defined. The call is clear and unambiguous.
64. Go and preach the gospel. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Our Lord requires of those who dare to accept this lofty mission a readiness to die, that is, a fearlessness in the face of death. If we look back at 2,000 years of the Church's history, we can see that in every age and from every class of people, there has never been a lack of those willing to die for the gospel.
65. There are some people who, during their life, rely on everybody else to make decisions for them. Are you one of those?
66. Perhaps you wish to retreat because of some setbacks, or because you meet some people who cannot endure the various difficulties and trials which they encounter. But will you follow our Lord or those other people?
67. Why are you so surprised that there are so many volunteers who are willing to die and follow the call of our Lord? Remember the words of our Lord. And lo, I am with you always, to the close of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20.
68. Outsiders cannot understand why we follow the call of our Lord. They think we are mad. Jesus also was called mad by Herod. Luke chapter 23, verse 11. And we are proud to share such divine insanity.
69. Your decision to follow our Lord is not just the signing of your name, nor the pronouncing of vows, but is the continuous day-by-day sacrifice involved in carrying out this decision during the whole of your life.
70. We have left everything and followed you. What then shall we have? Matthew, chapter 19, verse 27. We have given up everything to follow our Lord, who is your protector. Are you still worrying about anything?
71. Do not be surprised while you are following our Lord if you should hear the call of pleasure, of reputation, of your own body, of parents, or of temptation to abandon this road of our Lord. Still keep going. Our Lord has warned us. No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 62.
72. Follow me. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. This call still continues to remind you of your own commitment during every little task that you perform, and your yes also continues until your last breath.
73. Your response of yes is easy, but look at how our Lord followed the call right up to his death on the cross. Deny yourself. Carry your cross every day and nail yourself to that cross.
74. Our Lord commands you, go and preach the gospel. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. He does not issue the timetable or draw up a plan. He leaves you to take the initiative and overcome the difficulties, provided only that you carry the gospel along with you.
75. The Second Vatican Council teaches us to go back to the sources, rediscover the lives of the apostles, those people who lived with our divine Savior, who listened to him, who had personal contact with him, and who were witnesses to him.
76. A program which is carried out well enough often has to be left unfinished. Some zealous activities decline into inaction. Some action at a very high level has to be scaled down to some minor activity. You are upset and discouraged, but Has our Lord called you to follow him or to follow this work or that person? Leave things to our Lord. He will work out everything for the best.
77. You do not trust anyone else. You do not delegate work to anyone else. You do not give up your position to anyone else. Are you even more powerful than God himself?
78. Why is it that you keep such a personal hold over this or that work? And why do you not wish to let it go when the higher authorities wish to transfer you to other duties? That work belongs to our Lord more than it belongs to you. It is his concern.
79. The moment in which you experience self-satisfaction in your apostolic work is the most dangerous moment for you. This is when the devil concentrates all his forces to take you by surprise.
Chapter 5, The Interior Life. The contemplative life is realized in your actions.
80. Peace is dependent on a victory, and victory is dependent on a struggle. If you desire peace, you will have to fight continuously.
81. Your weapons are meditation, self-denial, the sacraments, the rosary, and recollection. Your allies are our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, the angels, your patron saints, and your spiritual director. Unless you gradually drop your weapons or betray your allies, you will certainly gain a victory.
82. If you stand on an upper story of a tall building and look down on the road below, you will see a stream of people running around in all directions. There are all kinds of cars and all kinds of people fighting and quarreling with each other, frantically rushing around in circles, all for the sake of love or money, ambition, or the competition of wealth. Only when we throw ourselves into the work of God without any fear, we will have a faith that is alive and a fervent apostolic spirit.
83. If you were determined to practice one virtue every year, and if you would practice it every day, very soon you would achieve great improvement.
84. The diver seeking the seabed, or the astronaut in a spaceship launched out adventurously on the cause of science, can you do less? When you give up everything to our Lord, even to risking your life for him, then the authenticity of your interior life will be evident to others.
85. You wish to set fire to the whole world by the love which the gospel preaches. You wish to conquer the five continents. Your every moment should be a flash of fire, the fire of your duty, of your obedience, of your patience. Such a flame will burn brightly to illuminate the whole world.
86. External silence and, even more, interior silence is the atmosphere conducive to the interior life.
87. You do not have to be learned nor extraordinarily talented to become holy. All you require is the grace of God and your own determination. Few people become saints because it is easier to become learned than it is to make the necessary changes in one's life in order to achieve sanctity.
88. Although you are eager to serve God well, nevertheless, if this enthusiasm is not accompanied by a deep personal renewal, you will not be pleasing to God.
89. People of the world are frightened of silence because they feel empty and alone. Those people who live an interior life value silence because they discover a new and beautiful world and a life of intimacy with the Blessed Trinity, a life which this world cannot give.
90. Don't mix God himself up with his works, because his works are not God himself. When God calls you, you must put down his works and follow him, only him.
91. You ask, when do you have to commence to live this interior life? You have to commence it from this very moment, and you have to recommence it each and every day.
92. Who must become holy? Everybody without exception must become holy. Start with yourself, because God calls everybody.
93. In this world there is nothing as precious as divine grace. With it, heaven reigns in your heart even now in this world.
94. A precious sparkling diamond is formed in a mass of rock in the depths of the earth over millions of years. Do you emerge from the interior in the same way?
95. Spread throughout the whole world and proclaim in a loud voice to everyone. There is one man who has laid down his life for his friends. John chapter 15, verse 13.
96. In a movie, a raging fire can frighten everybody. But that fire does not burn hot, nor can it cook anything, because it is only an image of a fire. It does not come issuing forth from a red-hot furnace.
97. Our love of God has to be absolute. Our Lord teaches us, no one can serve two masters. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. How many masters do you serve?
98. Set aside a few quiet moments every day to help you to advance in the interior life. How many minutes have you set aside lately?
99. Some people say there is a crisis of faith or a crisis of authority, but I think there is actually a crisis of holiness. God sends trials to you in order to refine and separate good from bad in you.
100. You might find it hard to understand why St. Augustine says in his prayer, Lord, let me know you, let me know myself. His reason can be understood from our Lord's question, have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? John chapter 14, verse 9. If you do know truly, your life will change completely.
101. There are people whose practice of religion consists of reciting many prayers and attending many masses, but they do not put their faith into practice. There is no difference from someone who might ask a friend, are you well? And the friend replies, I eat 6 meals a day. Eating a lot of meals is not necessarily the same thing as being healthy.
Dear fellow listeners, we will stop here in the Road of Hope. For more information, we'd like you to follow us via www.mattmaria.org or www.mattmaria.net. You can also email us at mattmaria2000@yahoo.com or via phone with Ms. Kim Ha at 714-265-1512. We look forward to the next time we'll meet again.
Amen.